Welcome to Your Home with Team Gale at Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage, the show for buyers, sellers, owners, and investors. We're here to give sage real estate advice and take your calls regarding buying, selling, and owning your home. Brought to you by Alpha Mortgage.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jack Gale with Team Gale at Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage. I hope everybody is inside, or at least in some place warm and not out in the cold. I mean, it is colder here than it is in the western part of the state. I was looking at the weather report for Greensboro, and it said it was like 21 degrees. Yeah. I'm here in the booth this morning with Cameron Pearson with Alpha Mortgage. And Cameron's been on the show before, but I'd like Cameron to just start out by telling everybody a little bit about himself and Alpha Mortgage.
Certainly, Jack. Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Like Jack said, this is Cameron Pearson with Alpha Mortgage. A little bit about myself. I was born and raised in Wilmington. Actually went to college here at UNCW and graduated in finance from UNC Wilmington, the Cameron School of Business. Of course, they didn't name it after me, but I try to sell that to everybody. But yeah, I've been in the banking industry since 2003, a little over 11 years now in lending and watching the ups and downs of the industry and how we've been going through there. So absolutely passionate and love it to death.
Yep. And, I've been working with Cameron now, I guess, 8 years we've been talking about that?
Yeah.
It's been a while. Right. And one of the things I like working about with Cameron is, he's managed to pull some irons out of the fire for us on many occasions. So that's been a big help to me and the clients that we both have and share. Also, can you talk a little bit about, what the differences are between, say, Alpha Mortgage and some of the national brands?
Oh, yes, certainly. Well, first and foremost, the local. We are 100% local here in Wilmington. We underwriting, processing, originating, everything's done in one area, so we can actually really focus and hone in and really truly be a specialist in our market. And we actually are the number one purchase lender in our area by far, 40%. Market share versus the next biggest one, which is a pretty large name, which I won't say, is 12%. So, we're obviously doing something right, and that's what our goal is, to make sure we get the purchase money done correctly.
Oh, good deal. If anybody in our listening audience wants to give us a call here at the studio, they can reach us at 910-332-6390. That's 910-332-6390. And if anybody has any real estate questions, they can also call in addition to asking mortgage questions. Yeah, or if you have want to get a free market analysis, you can contact one of our team members. We cover the Southeast from the South Carolina line all the way up to Cape Carteret, so we cover a pretty wide area and points north. And they can contact our team members at 910-541-1212. That's 910-541-1212. One of the things we wanted to talk about this morning is some of the changes that are going on, in the mortgage industry. And one of the biggest changes is really with FHA. And I'll let Cameron elaborate on that.
Yeah, Jack. It's actually FHA is a government loan versus conventional. So it's a loan that really has helped a lot of first-time home buyers or low-money down buyers or lower credit scores get into the market. It was set up that way. It's been there for years and years and years. But over the past couple years, it's gotten really prevalent. I think in 2011 or 2012, there was 50% of all loans were done as an FHA.
Wow.
Because when the subprime market crashed, banks stopped lending, FHA was one of the best options to go to. Well, as you know, the government's not going to want, that's not what it was set up to do. I mean, it's a great product and it still helps a lot of people, but it's not set up to carry 50% of the mortgage origination. So what they're doing is they're making it a little bit more expensive and reducing the loan size you can do. So they're trying to narrow down the box that fit in the FHA. So, the good news is now the banks with the conventional side are coming back and getting more competitive. They're ready to get back in the market. They're ready to get lending. So they're starting to open up some new programs that would actually help us not use FHA. For example, they've come out with a conventional program that has 95% loan to value, so 5% down, but all 5% can come from a gift. It has
That's huge.
Yeah, huge. So you could have a family member give you the 5%. So technically, you got in the house for no money down. That has not been the case except
previously
until you unless you used FHA. So it's little things. I actually have a 97% conventional loan. So that's going to be 3% down. It's actually better than FHA. And the mortgage insurance that goes along with it is less than FHA's mortgage insurance. So they're really the banks are starting to get competitive again, and that's what we expect to see, the pendulum kind of swing back the other way a little bit. Hopefully it won't go as high as it did last time. But
Hopefully it'll get more to a neutral bias than it had been.
Exactly. And I think we're seeing some trends to go that way.
All right, good deal. And what's the limit for FHA these days?
The loan amount limit is now 271. 271.050, really. But, you know, if you think in your head 271, it was 303.750. So it's dropped a good $32,000, which is, of course, limiting the ability for people to purchase that size house with an FHA.
Okay, good. And what about mortgage insurance on the life of the loan? I mean, can you explain to the to our listening audience about that?
Yes, and that's another thing FHA changed. Mortgage insurance typically was carried until you got to 20% loan to value. So if you had 95% or 97% in the beginning, as you pay down and the market increased, you could get your loan to value to look a little bit better and get to about that 80% mark. At 78%, it would automatically fall away. So that's an additional monthly payment that would just go away. Well, of course, like I said, they're trying to make it a little bit less attractive to purchase with an FHA. So now that is the life of the loan. So no matter what your loan-to-value is, no matter how much money you put down, you will be carrying their mortgage insurance. And again, not beating up FHA. It's a fantastic loan for the right product. But it is there. You can tell that they're trying to make it less
attractive
and only used when necessary.
Okay. And as far as, people that are out there that are looking at the loans that are available. I mean, you've got the FHA loans, you've got VA loans, you've got USDA loans.
Mm-hmm.
What about USDA? I know they were talking about changing that.
Yeah, USDA is kind of what we call the roller coaster ride right now. Still a fantastic loan. Nothing has really changed in the mapping and where you can get the loan. The income restraints are still the same. It's coming. They're going to change the guidelines here soon on where you can use the USDA, because that's actually a rural development loan is what it's intended for. But right now, certain areas of Wilmington, all of Leland, all of Pender, all of Brunswick qualify. When the changing of the maps go, it's going to go back to the current population. So they're using data from 1999. Obviously, we've changed considerably since then with the amount of people, but it's been a huge benefit to be able to use that because we can get people into these homes 100%. 100% financing, no money down, and get them a house.
Okay, good. If anybody's got any questions, they can give us a call here at the studio at 332-6390. That's 332-6390. We'd like to have folks call in, give us their thoughts or questions, and would appreciate hearing from you, and appreciate all of you for listening to us. Are there still any 100% loans available these days?
Yeah, like we were just saying, the USDA obviously is there. And then VA is going to be your next best option. Well, if you're a veteran, then there is no better option than VA. It's a fantastic loan. But, yes, those two are there. That's really right now still going to be about the only ones. And I doubt to see – it'll be interesting to see if conventional ever does go back to the 100%, even with MI. So, yeah, I think those are going to be our two go-tos, USDA and VA, for the 100%.
What is there any maximum on the VA? What size loan you can do with the VA?
Yes and no. I mean, 417 is really their maximum number. Once you go above that, there's a bunch of different calculations. You can get a larger loan than that, but it gets really convoluted on how to explain. I wouldn't want to explain it over the air here. But, yeah, if you had questions on that, feel free to call me anytime, and I'll be glad to break it down. But if you keep 417 as your magic number, that's pretty safe.
Okay. And what about adjustable rate mortgages, the ARMs?
Now, the ARMs are interesting. Obviously, we're in a market that the rates are appearing to be on the rise. No one's going to be surprised if they continue to go up for a while. With an adjustable rate mortgage, we don't see much of those being used. We definitely didn't see a lot used for the past couple of years because the media happened to really put all the negative sides of it. So it scared a lot of people away, and rightfully so. There were some dangerous adjustable rate mortgages out there. But what we do see is if people, for example, if I had a client from GE that was, they know they're going to be gone in 5 years. They're going to be transferred somewhere else. They'll come in and do a 7-year ARM. And then within 5 years, they're moving, selling their house, and then that adjustable rate never changed. So in that scenario, they got a really low rate, and they knew they were protected. So it's kind of a tool, and we've got to make sure that as a mortgage lender that we look and talk with the client on what do you really need? Because everybody can do a vanilla 30-year fix, but it may not be what the client truly needs.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of military people use the ARMs as well because they know they're coming in and they're going to be on a duty station here, you know, for 3 to 5 years or less, and they want to use that as a way to get out, get the cheapest possible loan they can get.
Certainly.
And get, you know, be able to move on as needed.
Exactly. And, you know, in the current market, too, our 30-year fixed rates are still so low, too. So it's an easy way to go either way with your client. If they're pretty comfortable that they're going to be gone in five, then I'll do a 7-year ARM without having any heartburn. But if there's even a question, you know, I kind of really want to get them in a fixed product so there isn't something down the road that's going to catch them up and make them feel like they're kind of struggling to make their payment.
Okay. What about going to something that's kind of the same, as part of all of the loans, as far as this cost is concerned, you know, cost of, say, doing a VA loan versus FHA versus USDA or conventional?
Well, you know, each of the government loans that you mentioned have what is called, well, we call it a funding fee. So it's basically a charge to use their loan. They all vary per loan, but for FHA example, it's 1.5% of the loan amount they charge you to use it. VA is 2.15% for veterans the first time they use it, and then 3.3% from there on out. Now, the great thing about VA, now, if you're a wounded veteran or a disabled veteran, that fee is waived, so it wouldn't be there at all. USDA has a flat, basically, 2% fee for everyone. So, yeah, that's an expense for the loan. With you having no mortgage insurance or limited mortgage insurance, that kind of is their mortgage insurance, if you will, but you just paid up front. So that's, again, why conventional is starting to really show some signs of resurgence here because there is no funding fee. Their mortgage insurance is already cheaper than FHA's and is pretty comparable getting into if you look at money to money for the USDA loan. So it's all about credit score there. With the credits, with the conventionals, 95% and 97% programs, you really want to see a credit score of a 720 and higher. But once you get there, you know, you've earned the right to have these loans at this high with good interest rates. So, you know, it's really a great product, and we'd love to see some opportunities coming out that we don't have to give someone who's got a 780 credit score and some money down put in an FHA loan that's really expensive.
Yeah. And, you know, it's also long-term, you see people that regret doing some of the loans that they've done. You know,
exactly.
You know, and that's the unfortunate thing. It's, you know, sometimes they look at loans and they and this is not Alpha Mortgage and the other folks that work at Alpha, but some people just put, you know, some mortgage brokers and lenders just stick some money in the loan program without really looking at what their long-term goals are.
Exactly. You know, if you really want to talk with your lender, I'll just go ahead and say, you really want to talk with me you know, we need to know what your goals are. It's not just about how much money you make and can you qualify.
Or what the APR is. I mean, sometimes,
exactly.
You know, sometimes people get, you know, hear this low rate, and it's really what the APR is.
Right. You know, and a low rate's great if it's really what you need. So, I mean, if you look at the long-term cost of doing some things, certain rates look low in the beginning, but if you look at the total cost or long-term expenses, it's not worth it. So, and not to say that people would do anything out of line, but, you know, at least talk to them and make sure that you're getting your needs met, not just a low rate.
And it's also a matter of the people that are giving the loan, how long they've been in the business. Sometimes they just went through school,
exactly.
Basically, and
yep.
They just know a couple of programs, mm-hmm. And they say, oh, okay, well, this is it for you.
Yeah, and get out there and be dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's one of the things that about working with Alpha. Those all the folks there are great, and they really listen to their clients. I can speak from experience, and they really are looking for people to establish a long-term relationship with.
Certainly.
I know Cameron has got a lot of repeat clients coming back over and over and over, as does the Alpha Mortgage in general.
Well, another and a great thing about Alpha is, you know, being local, we have the owner of the company. I mean, the man that sits right down the street. you know, if something's not met or there's a way to get things done that that fit the rules, you know, Michael Lopez, the owner, is going to get involved. And he really, it's not like you're sending your business off to a black hole and then waiting for it to come back with approval or denied. There are no denials that don't go through him to see, to make sure that there's something wasn't missed that we can get it done. So it's just a benefit to our clients.
Yeah, I've called Michael, not that I've had to, but I mean, you know, Cameron and I have called Michael on a couple of transactions, try to, you know, look for ways to get deals done. If they can be done, you know, Michael and Cameron can figure out a way to make it happen. So, I mean, it's great to have a good working relationship with somebody as good as Cameron and Alpha. So we've enjoyed that relationship.
Well, we appreciate it, Jack. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You know, going forward, too, I mean, is there some other information about the loans that are out there? I mean, that we can talk about on the air that wouldn't, you know, bore the people that, you know.
Yeah, and that's what we try to do, is make sure we don't bore you to tears with it. But, you know, really, I'm really excited about this conventional 5% and 3% down for your low down payment clients. You know, some of the guidelines that go along with it, we mentioned credit score needs to be a 720, but some of the perks to it, like I said, is the 5% can be a complete gift. That is a huge change as of recently. So that just happened, where mortgage insurance, which is going to be underwritten on the loan, has allowed that to happen. So, you know, like we talked about, really, it'll be interesting to see what loans do come available now that the banks are starting to open up a little bit. We're starting to see some flexible lending, if you will.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's good news, because, I mean, the market there for some, probably about 2 years was really tight. I mean, it was really very, very difficult to get loans out to people that really wanted them, that their credit was less than stellar.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, and there are some people out there that deserve a loan, but, you know, everybody has a bad hiccup here and there. And, you know, if as long as it's not something that we show is continual, you know, we don't want to do bad lending.
Right.
But we're not scared to do a tough loan.
And you know, I don't want to put somebody into a house that's really not qualified
exactly.
for it either. And one of the things I do with my clients is I get them pre-qualified. It takes about 15 minutes on the phone, you know, to get some basic information from, you know, to Cameron. And he can tell you what loan programs, you know, might fit your needs. One of the best things to think about if you're thinking about buying a home and this is your first time purchase is, you know, you may be qualified for buying a $200,000 house, but you may be only happy with a mortgage payment that's really in the $170,000 range or less.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's real important.
And that's, you know, I've said that exact line several times. Now, look, you qualify for $350,000, but when you told me what you wanted when you came in the door as far as payment, we're looking at $160,000. So, you know, that's kind of what you got to be careful there, too, because, you know, it's not about anything but the client's needs. We don't ever want to have someone in a situation where they feel like they can't get out of their house because all they do is pay for it. You know, this is you're basically buying a dream. This is your dream, and we want to be a part of that, and we want you to be happy. And you,
right.
You know, and that's kind of the exciting part of my job, is to look at the different ways that I can help make someone's dream come true. So it's really exciting, and it has been an interesting couple of years. But you know, anyone that's still in it, you'll see that they deserve to be, and we're all still fighting hard.
Yeah, and you know, going back to people getting in homes, I mean, we don't want to see somebody getting into a situation where long-term there's going to be an issue where potentially you're going to wind up getting foreclosed. I mean, it's, you know, like Cameron said, you may be qualified for a $300,000 house but may only want a payment of $160,000. You know, don't become house poor. I mean, everybody has issues. I mean, you
exactly.
have a car issue, you
yep.
have, you know, health issues,
mm-hmm.
you have dental issues, you have, you know, who knows what. And what you need to do is be prepared for that. We want to make sure that you're comfortable with the payment, making sure you have enough money for those rainy day items that do come up and pop up unexpectedly.
Certainly.
So, but anyway, if you want to give us a call here at the studio, you can reach us at 332-6390. That's 332-6390. Or if you have any other real estate related questions, you can contact one of our team members at 541-1212. That's 541-1212. One of the things that we're seeing, too, is we had a little bit of a slowdown come towards the end of the year, you know, both in the mortgage department and as with sales. But the flip side to that is that it's housing inventories are starting to decrease, so that means it's swinging towards more towards a seller's market. Mm-hmm. It had been kind of neutral there for a little bit, and it looks like, from what I've seen over the last couple of weeks, it looks like it's starting to ratchet up a little bit, going towards the seller side and or seller's advantage, where they're able to be a little bit choosier about who they sell their home to.
Exactly. Yeah. And another thing I've noticed, Jack, and I think we talked about this, was the loan size that I'm seeing now is, mm-hmm. is increasing, which typically shows that the people that were first-time home buyers are still in the market, of course, but then you have the people that are buying their second home or moving up to a larger house, and that's typically what it takes to get the whole market moving, which we saw heavily, I think you would agree, first-time home buyers, and then that was pretty much it. Those houses would sell, and then we didn't have anything else. I'm seeing both now, and that's kind of a stronger sign for me as well.
Yeah, we're also seeing some of the newer homes that are coming on the market. They're in the upper, like, 190s, 200, 220s, mm-hmm. 230s. So we're seeing a lot more of those type homes coming on the market lately. So I think that's, you know, that's another indicator of where things are headed.
Yeah, that looks good.
As far as loans are concerned, you know, if you were to get like a $180,000 house or say $150,000 house, you know, what would your monthly payment be, say, on a conventional loan?
Well, and of course, it's going to depend on how much money you put down.
Say it's 3 or 5%.
Okay, so if you did the 3 or 5%, your monthly mortgage payment would be about $800 with taxes, insurance, everything. When you add the mortgage insurance, we're probably around 9. So I'd say 900 to 925 all in for everything on a $150,000, $160,000 loan.
Wow. So, I mean, you know, for folks that are in an apartment, I mean, you're probably paying the same amount for an apartment or more.
Or more, yeah.
And you don't own it at the end of the day, and mm-hmm. you're not getting any of the tax benefits or any of the other things that you would get with having some of your home ownership.
Yeah, no building of the equity, too. I mean, obviously, the tax benefits are huge at the end of the year. But, you know, now that we're seeing the market turn a little bit, you know, you actually can start to use your house's equity again. To build wealth, and that's one of the strongest things we had in America, was the equity side of the housing was where our wealth was, and you had a lot of people with a lot of wealth. So it's good to see things coming back around.
Yeah. But anyway, so I mean, that's all good news for the housing market and housing industry. I mean, we're seeing an uptick, like I said before, you know, with home prices, with home sales. The last couple of weeks, probably since the beginning of the year, we've seen a lot more of home ownership, or people coming into the home ownership arena where mm-hmm. they're looking to buy homes, and it's starting to get real busy. I think there's kind of, I'll say, mixed comments about where everybody thinks the industry is going to be going, but I think 2014 is going to be a little bit higher priced homes, probably another 2 or 3%. And so anyway, that's going to be coming. We're getting near the end of the show. I do appreciate everybody listening. So if we get cut off here, I just want to wish everybody have a good week. And thanks again for listening. And we do appreciate everything that you all do for us as, in the mortgage industry and in the real estate industry. And wish everybody a good week. And thanks again for listening.
Yeah, Jack, thanks so much for teaming with us. And it's a pleasure to work with an expert in the area for sure.
Okay, well, we got 1 minute left. All right, well, anyway.
Oh, I was going to go ahead and let everybody know. If you have any questions for me, Cameron Pearson and Alpha Mortgage, you can reach me anytime at 910-256-9514. And I'd be happy to answer any questions on conventional loans, any loans, anything.
Yep, or you can visit us on Team Gale website. Cameron's got some information out there as well. It's www.teamgale.net. That's www.teamgale.net. And again, we cover the Southeast. And thanks again, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you, Jack.